So my current business, See Me Compete, is a social engagement platform. We help to connect people with events happening in their community, and we help grow and support health initiatives in the communities. I'm passionate about this business because I'm very passionate about health and fitness as a personal trainer and running coach, and I have seen health problems in my family that I'm trying to avoid, and I'm trying to help encourage other people to avoid them as well. A couple of advantages to being a woman-owned business are, first of all, that we know how to tap into people's motivation, their feelings, and just able to cultivate relationships in business. For disadvantages of being a woman-owned business are the stereotypical, we're either not hard enough in business or we're too soft in business. There are some communication issues between men and women, obviously. And then I would, you know, just also say that some women businesses, a lot of other, you know, banks and investment firms think that they're too risky to be involved with a woman-owned business. I'm not really sure, honestly, why that they would think that we're too risky. Maybe they think that, you know, if we're too soft or too hard, that we're perhaps the emotions get in the way of actually conducting business. I believe Atlanta is a good place to do business. Right now, we see a lot of growth and development happening in the city with real estate, a lot of real estate being built, which is drawing a lot of younger people, especially to certain areas like Pond City Market and Crog Street Market. But then it's also great for older established, more established businesses, and so that keeps a lot of the older adults in town and also involved.